2 years ago, Americans watched in horror as a crisis unfolded at the Kabul airport.
She was tear-gassed and beaten.
Images of thousands desperate to escape Taliban oppression filled our news feeds. More than 80,000 Afghans made it to America. But the story didn't end there.
It was very cold. There was no power, no heat.
Who would help our newest neighbors? I'm Andrea Smartin. In Stranger Becomes Neighbor, you'll hear the stories of some remarkable refugees who left their homes and their dreams behind, only to start over from zero.
Their only possession was three blankets.
And you'll meet Americans who stepped up to help them.
You want me to come when you deliver your baby.
What can one person do in the face of an international disaster decades in the making? That's Stranger Becomes Neighbor. Find us at kslpodcast.com, follow us on Apple Podcasts, or anywhere else you listen.
This is Utah Weekly Forum, a public affairs show dedicated to learning more about the issues affecting our lives and health, and exploring the resources available in our diverse communities to help. Here's your host, Rebecca Kressman.
Thank you for joining us on this week's edition of Utah Weekly Forum. I'm your host, Rebecca Kressman. And today we're going to be talking about, to me, a gift and a service that can change the way you watch TV and movies in your home. It's been going on for years, but many people didn't realize VidAngel is still available to us. So I brought in a special guest today. Bill Aho is the CEO of VidAngel. Bill, thanks so much for being here.
Rebecca, thanks for having me.
I'm embarrassed to say that, you know, even though I was an early adopter of VidAngel years ago, and I did not know that I could be using VidAngel right now because I've got grown kids and they keep saying, "Mom, have you seen this show yet?" And I'm saying, you know, me, if I have to hide in the kitchen when something's on or turn down the I don't want to watch it. So let's talk a bit about VidAngel.
Yes, well, you're not the only one that may be surprised that we're here. The company went through just a very contentious adversarial lawsuit with a couple of the Hollywood studios that ended in September of 2020. And that was settled. The company had gone through bankruptcy, and that was settled. And we came out with a bang. We've doubled our business over the past year. It's been great. It's been a lot of fun.
And we're going to talk about the process because I think as technology has changed, we all have different skills in that level. You know, my parents are approaching 90, or my dad is. And so when I try to set up an account for him, it's a different knowledge base he's operating off. And some of you are, you know, could do this with one eye closed. So how does that work?
You go to our website and you subscribe at $9.99 a month, and then you sync your VidAngel to whatever services, streaming services you use, whether that's Amazon Prime or Apple TV Plus or Netflix. It's not that hard to set up, but if you have any difficulties, we've got an awesome customer support team. And in fact, we get letters and emails and from our customers all the time that said, "Thanks so much. They not only helped me set up VidAngel, but they solved some problems that I've been having with my modem." And
I want to take them to lunch.
Yeah, I'm not sure that we want to advertise that, but we call them support angels, and they're awesome at taking care of customers,
well,
and making it easy to set up.
I wasn't going to reveal this, but I did need a little technical support a couple of days ago, and not only was the young woman on the other side answering my questions the next day, she writes me a note, "How you doing? Everything going great?" You know, and it was just fantastic because it can be a little bewildering when we're talking about the internet and technology and browsers. But I want to just say this. For those of you who have not tried VidAngel yet, you're not watching your program through VidAngel, this is going to be a big game changer. And what you can do is take a piece of paper and write down the login and the password of the accounts you're watching. If they've got Netflix, Amazon Video, Apple TV, which are my top three. I also do BritBox.
If you get BritBox through Amazon or Paramount Plus through Amazon, AMC Plus through Amazon, all of those work.
Yeah, PBS Masterpiece and all I do. Every once in a while, life is so stressful, I got to just go to England and watch a murder there. But if you have your logins and you have your passwords, it literally took me 2.5 minutes. The reason why I opened up the interview saying it's a gift, it's a service, is media has changed. I got to tell you, like, I blanch all the time at what's on shows. And if I am having a long day, or it's early day, or I'm watching something with my grandkids, I don't want to to have certain language things pop up, or I don't want certain scenes. So what exactly can you filter with VidAngel?
Well, there's three primary categories. There's sex, there's violence, and profanity. But within those categories, there are many, many different options. You can take classes of words like blasphemy, or you can get down to very specific words and say, I'm okay with that one, but not okay with this. And that can be, you know, there's some words that may be very offensive in other countries that we even find ourselves giving you the opportunity to filter.
You said you can actually break things down. So when it comes to sex and nudity, how much control do we have on that?
Oh, a lot of control. We're not judgmental about it, so people can take out what it is, whatever it is that's making them uncomfortable. For some people, they don't like to see a painting of anything that has nudity in it. For other people, it's like, show me the statue. It's art. I'm fine with that. You may not want any sex, and you may not want any nudity, or you may be okay with discussions about it, or maybe even that makes you uncomfortable. So really granular in terms of how you can customize that experience so it's right for your family.
In fact, I was talking on the air, and I was telling people, you know what, you would meet me, you'd never think that I am someone who would probably opt to get a lot of my programs filtered. I read books from all around the world. I'm fascinated by documentaries and history, but I absolutely am sensitive to the fact that I think we can lose an appreciation for the power of language, and we can make it okay to hear things and to say things. And before we know it, you know, subconsciously, those words seem okay.
Oh, and I think that definitely happens. And I think there's books and research has been written on that the things that we listen to, and if we hear them enough, they become part of our vocabulary. You can't imagine, you know, how kids could stop keep that from happening. You know, I look at Stranger Things, and Stranger Things has 411 profanities in this season. 411, 9 F-bombs, and you think, well, and this is marketed to kids.
Right.
I mean, there's a lot of 10, 11, 12-year-olds that have seen this. And you think, geez, is it really those 400? Are they not going to affect them in some way? Are they not going to change at least what they think or what they say? You know, of course that happens. Now, that may be fine with some people, and we try not to be judgmental, and we're not saying this is right or wrong. We're saying you decide what's right for you.
I absolutely agree. It's just about what do you want to feel, what do you want to be said in your home? What scenes do you want to see? And a lot of our streaming is personal. It's not like we're always having movie night, you know, where the whole family used to be that everybody would gather around their television from 6 to 9 p.m. and the game show gong was on. And then, you know, we went to bed kind of a thing. But there's a lot of individual watching and streaming that goes on. And so it's not like we have a shared experience where you can turn to the right and say, you know, Timmy, what happened right there? Whoa. So I love the power that this means, like, hey, I've set these settings up, and that's just not going to be here. By the way, I don't know how the magic internet elves work, but I can't tell really what's been removed when I put it. When I watched, my very first episode of Stranger Things this week, and my kids have been, Mom, it's not even a bad show. You got to watch this one. Come on, you're going to love it. Suspend reality for a bit, Mom. It did as I clicked on the show. It said, Rebecca, I think it said 14 out of 50 filters is going to be on this show right now. I know that you're a new CEO to VidAngel, so I'm just kind of curious, what made you want to embrace this type of technology?
Well, I've worked with the filtering industry before. I was at one point the CEO of Clearplay when the DVD technology was where it was at, and that was emerging, and it was a great product for the DVD technology. So I had some experience with it, and I'd also kept in touch with the founders of VidAngel, Neil and Jeffrey Harmon and Jordan Harmon. Knew those guys, occasionally helped them out with some things, did some work in Washington, lobbying, and so when they decided that they wanted to split it off from the rest of their company, they gave me a call. And I knew them, liked them, I knew the product, and I thought this could be fun. And it has been. It's wild.
Bill, VidAngel is a local company, right? I mean, are you running and managing it right here in Utah?
Yes, it is. We're headquartered in Lehi.
So tell me a little bit about like how the company is kind of part of the mission of VidAngel.
We have an unusual company, you know, that when I purchased the business in March of 2021, I brought along all the employees that had been working on it. And these people, And I realized a couple of things. One is they were passionate. They were terrific at their jobs, but they had been through tough times and they'd survived them with a smile. And so when we set up the company, we set it up so that it was all about the employees. We don't have outside investors. We don't have any debt other than the purchase agreement. And so we took all the profits and we give them to the employees. We took all the stock basically and gave it to the employees. And everything we do is viewed through the prism of how do we have a company where the employees love to be here and love to work with each other, and and how will that filter down to the customer and their caring about the customer. And that's what we've devoted ourselves to, and it's been an extraordinary experience and maybe the most fun I've ever had in my career.
Oh, I love to hear about that too. And so these, whether it's someone answering phone calls or someone who's a computer programmer, they're all part owners of VidAngel.
Every customer support person, every employee has stock options. And not just a few. A lot of companies will do stock options and they'll give away maybe 10% or 20%. We'll have stock options give away 75% of the company, and that's kind of unheard of. But it's fun, and it's fun working with people that now are thinking like owners. This is not a matter of, you know, us just being kind. It's good business, because as people are owners and they start acting like owners, they make better decisions and they work better together and the company's better. And then the fun part is, you know, people love their jobs. And I think in the past year we had zero turnover, I think.
Wow. Okay, that didn't happen after the pandemic. In fact, they could probably do a story on the one company that had zero turnover, you know.
Yeah, we take some satisfaction in that. It really is. It's a terrific company. You know, we love our business. We love what we do. We think it's meaningful. We think it makes people's lives better. It impacts families. All of that is a big part of who we are, but as is this sense of this is the kind of company that we've always wanted to work with, all of us, and we finally get that opportunity.
Well, and I got to say thank you, because I went ahead and subscribed as soon as I found out it was there.
We don't believe in censorship. We don't think like, boy, those directors should never make this movie or they should never make that movie. I mean, I may not want to see a lot of those, and I may not want my kids or my grandkids to see them, but it doesn't mean that I think that they shouldn't be allowed to make them. People should make whatever movies that they want to make. But at the same time, and this is where the choice comes in, it's like I should have the choice, what's going to happen in my home? And what's going to happen, you know, when I'm watching with my family? And so it really, VidAngel is a way to meet all those objectives, to allow people to make whatever they want to make, but at the same time, give you control over what you see and hear.
Right. And so you can choose. You were talking about the main categories of filtering, and I just wanted to go in those just really quickly again, because my memory is a little foggy. So I wanted to say that I was making some choices about the type of violence and the degree of violence that I wanted to see or didn't want to see. When it came to sex and intimacy, kind of like a comfort level, mm-hmm, I could place.
Sure.
And then profanity. I absolutely appreciated the breakdown of word by word.
Yeah, it's kind of
you're
some
smiling.
People may think that, you know, we're getting too detailed here, but it's amazing how important some things are to people. Now, you said you like period pieces and you like BritBox and things, and you've probably seen plenty of cleavage.
Yes. Especially because of the late 1700s.
And, yes, and for many people that's fine. It's like I expect to see that when I'm watching Jane Eyre or whatever I'm watching. But for other people, they really don't like that. And so we give you the choice.
I just would love to be able to have VidAngel on all the books I read in my book club, because there's all kind of books I'd like to recommend to my group that I'm like, they probably won't want to read that one.
but it's a good catch if you remember to think about that, because that's one of the funny things about our service and shows. People are always recommending.
Oh,
you know, and one of the worst things is when you recommend something. My wife does this all the time. She'll say, oh, yeah, that was a good show. And then she'll think, you know, the next day, like, oh, yeah, but there's that one part that they probably don't have VidAngel. And,
yes.
And so then you feel like, maybe I shouldn't ever recommend anything.
For those who just joined us, we're having a great conversation with Bill Aho. He is the CEO of VidAngel. This is a service that you can log on to with your computer, and you can connect all your streaming services like Amazon Prime and Netflix and Apple TV. And you know, if you have Netflix, if you have BritBox and Stars and Paramount, Mount and all that, through that, all of that is now like a smorgasbord on VidAngel. Here's what happens for me. The end of the night, instead of going to Amazon Prime and selecting and going, oh, I'm going to watch this and I just don't, you know, or there's another movie that everyone told me to see that I'm not going to. I just open VidAngel. I've already paired up, connected my streaming services. I can watch anything because those filters I put in place and relax. And it's just an extraordinary experience. It's just $9.99 a month. But if you use the word Rebecca on VidAngel.com, it'll be $1 for a month. So, Bill, don't shoot me.
It pays to listen to you.
So I would just highly recommend giving it a try because I do love history. I do know that the world is a complex place. And I do want to learn from things that are occurring in all kinds of populations. It's not that I want to be blind to it. I do seek out shows that do reveal situations where language is a part of the everyday life. Harsh language and drug use and violence. And I want to learn about it. I want to know about it. But in certain situations, I don't want to be surrounded by it for hours at a time. And so this allows me to go in. And if I choose, I can deselect the filter or I can put the filters in place. And I just love, it just allows me to learn and see more. There are film directors that over the years, I'm not going to mention too many of them, but they're pretty violent. And yet some of their work, they've been talked about being seminal. You know, and well, now I can go in VidAngel and look under, okay, here are the Academy Award winning films. And I'll look and there's like seven of them that I haven't even watched yet that now are going to be on my list because of the power of just one or two filters. So
one of the things we hear is from people that go back to movies that they saw as a kid and they remember them maybe fondly, but they forget some of the things and they say, oh, I want to show this to my 12-year-old. And then they go, oh. Forgot about that.
Yeah, so, we absolutely did forget about that. In fact, there are a lot of those old shows that you think were G's and maybe they're PG-14s or PG-13s along that line. And, you know, for years I was a TV correspondent on a family show. And one of the things we always said is have the conversation. So if there's a scene that's occurring that you're uncomfortable with, you know, take the time and discuss it with your child, why you're not upset and or why that's upsetting you. But you could also have those conversations about why, when we start this movie, you're going to place a filter in place. To me, it provides another educational opportunity, just why we choose what we watch every day.
Well, hopefully we foster some of that and we encourage some of that because, for one thing, now the family's together watching a show. You know, if there's language or content or sex or nudity or language that makes everybody uncomfortable. Your kids are just as uncomfortable as you are when that happens. Nobody wants to get
up. They all turn. Their heads turn.
That's right.
What's mom?
Nobody wants to look at mom or dad, and nobody wants to look at grandma, I'm telling you. and so it becomes more comfortable just to have a family movie night, which is, you know, you got to be in the same room to have a conversation. Well, actually, I'm not sure that's true anymore.
Oh, during the Halloween time, my kids love the fact that I cannot watch scary movies without jumping and screaming. And so they will set it up in the living room. I stand in the kitchen. And then they'll say, okay, mom, cover. And it has nothing to do with being a prude. It's that I will, like if in a movie theater, I've been known to jump up and grab the person in front of me. So it's just, I'm very reactive to a lot of this.
Remember that if I ever see you at the theater.
If I were you, I'd make sure I had popcorn in my hand. So
Can I suggest that if there's a hockey mask involved, don't even get started.
Hey, I married a Canadian, though. Hockey masks are what we do all the time. But no, that's true, Jason. Oh, I love it. For those who've just joined us, this is Bill Aho, the CEO of VidAngel. We have about 5 minutes together. I want to ask a little bit more. What other benefits does VidAngel bring to a family or to someone who maybe doesn't have kids at home?
Well, surprisingly, when people first hear about VidAngel, they'll think, well, that's for kids. It's to make sure that your kids aren't being exposed to some content that would make you uncomfortable. But actually, a large part of our business is adults. It's husbands and wives watching together. It's people, individuals that just didn't feel good about some of the content that they were watching. And we get that from them all the time. Not only as you say that hey, now I'm watching things that I wouldn't have seen before, but now I feel better about watching them for whatever reason. You know, sometimes we feel a little bit slimy Mm-hmm. We see something that we think, you know, that's not really my standards. So it really is true. You watch more stuff without the bad stuff.
You know, I remember you took me back for just a minute, and I was raised in a community that had a lot of different people from a lot of different backgrounds in it. It didn't have a predominant religion. And so it was very diverse. But I do remember going on a date once and going to a movie theater, and the movie's on, and there's some scenes on there. And the date turned to me and he said, "I don't want you to have to watch this with me. I'm sorry." And he walked me out of the theater. He was raised with this idea of a sense of respect and was such a gentleman. And you don't have to walk out of something now if you have the power to say, "I'm just not going to let that scene in."
Yeah, that's a great story.
Now, if you have not used VidAngel yet, how would we get help right away if we're like, okay, we need a little help with this?
Well, there's several ways that you can access our customer support. One is simply email. We try to have really effective emails that allow you on your own time to be able to deal with whatever problem you may be having. But we also do live chat, so you can talk to someone over where you basically are texting back and forth. But we also do what is rare these days, which is you can schedule a phone call. And we didn't used to do that, but we found that once we started that for some of our customers, they don't want that. But for others, it's a lifesaver, especially people that really struggle with some of the basic tenets of technology that we may take for granted. And it's been fun. And it's been fun hearing from them say, "Wow, that's the best customer support I've ever had in my life." We call them support angels because they're so good. And you know, the fun thing is that they really care about the customers. I've worked with other companies before, and it's really easy to become cynical, but that's not us.
But we want to invite you, of course, to give VidAngel a try. You can go online at vidangel.com. We explain that plans are $9.99 a month, or you can enter the code Rebecca, that's R-E-B-E-C-C-A, and we'll get you a month of VidAngel for just $1. Bill, thank you. I should ask, are there any shows you're willing to recommend to us that we should try watching through VidAngel?
Well, I'm going to be a little personal with my choices, but you know, I love action movies, and I loved Reacher.
Oh, yes.
One that's coming out again this fall is Jack Ryan.
Yeah, that one is so great. Oh, what's that guy's actor's name from
John,
The Office? Krasinski.
Krasinski.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's a fantastic show. But it's, again, you know, there's maybe, I don't know, 300, I'm trying to remember how many there were in the last season, profanities. And over the course of an entire season, that you're maybe talking about muting 3 to 4 minutes. And yeah, that's a great one with VidAngel. Maverick just released recently. Now it's for sale for $19.99, but it'll come down in price. But that's a big show. And then, you know, a lot of people like Bridgerton. I think you talked about that.
I watched it as soon as it came out, yes. But that was before VidAngel.
Outlander is great with VidAngel. Okay. There's usually a scene in Outlander that makes honestly, when I first saw it, I closed my eyes.
Yeah, it makes my computer sweat.
Yeah, and now you can watch Outlander without that one. So you take it out, totally gratuitous. So, yeah, there's a lot of shows that work great. And there's others that you may think, hey, I don't care what they take out. That's not a good show for me.
Yeah.
And we understand that.
Yeah, that goes back to just customizing it. And before I let you go, you actually have movies that are on VidAngel.
Yeah, we have VidAngel Presents, and we offer stand-up comedy from the Dry Bar, which is, by the way, they have their own app where they have a lot more stuff than we have. But yeah, that's terrific. We have The Chosen.
Oh.
And we'll see another season of coming out of The Chosen in the fourth quarter. That's been a big hit for us, and we provide those along with our subscription.
Am I correct, Bill, that the original founders, the Harmon brothers of VidAngel, are the ones who distribute The Chosen?
Yes, uh-huh. And it's been such a big win. It's a terrific, terrific show about the life of Christ as a television series directed by Dallas Jenkins, and really, really powerful, distributed by the Harmon brothers, which is kind of it's kind of a fun relationship to have.
Yeah, full circle.
Yes.
And I love that. Bill Aho, the CEO of VidAngel, thank you for dropping by and spending time with us. And thank you for standing by the right we have to have the choice to watch what we want in our house with a powerful program like VidAngel. Thank you for joining us on this week's edition of Utah Weekly Forum.
Thank you for inviting me, Rebecca. I appreciate it.
Utah Weekly Forum is produced by KSFI FM 100.3 in Salt Lake City, a Bonneville International station. Subscribe to the Utah Weekly Forum podcast online and email us at Rebecca@FM100.com.
I'm Dave Cawley, investigative journalist and host of the podcast, Cold. In October of 1985, a woman named Cherie Warren left work at a busy Salt Lake City office
to meet her estranged husband at a downtown auto dealership.
She never made it home. Cherie's car surfaced weeks later in Las Vegas.
In the parking lot of a hotel casino.
No one knows how it got there.
Strange. It was strange.
Both Cherie's estranged husband and her boyfriend raised suspicion for investigators.
I kind of thought that he might have done something.
But no arrests were ever made. In Cold Season 3, we dig into double lives, make new connections in the case, and examine the difficulty raised by reasonable doubt.
We want answers just as much as anyone else.
They have creeps like that now too, so nothing's changed.
That's the new Cold Season 3, The Search for Cherie. Now available anywhere you get your podcasts.